Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports Upper Cook in the commercial fishing announcement number 44.
Open set and drift gill netting in the Chinitna Bay subdistrict of the Central District on Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., beginning at 7 a.m. on Friday, August 20th, 2021. Upper Cook Inlet gill netters are reminded that the drift gill net regulatory Monday-Thursday fishing periods from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. are restricted into areas 3 and 4 of Upper Cook Inlet. The set gill net fisheries of Upper Cook Inlet outside of the upper subdistrict will be open the regulatory periods 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. Drift and set gill net fishing will now also be allowed in Chinitna Bay subdistrict on Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., as per the announcement number 44. These fisheries, as listed, will occur until the end of the season unless changed or closed by emergency order. Drift gill netters are reminded that fish tickets must accurately portray when and where you caught your fish in Chinitna Bay Subdistrict versus those caught in Area 4.
An aerial survey of Chinitna River at Clearwater Creek was conducted on August 16th. It produced an estimate of 9,440 chum salmon resident in the streams. The Chum Salmon Aerial Survey Sustainable Escapement Goal for Chinitna River, Clearwater Creek is between 3,500 and 8,000 fish. Therefore, opening Chinitna Bay to set and drift gill netting, as described in the announcement, is warranted. Full details, RadioKenai.com. A fishing vessel that sunk in Women's Bay, Kodiak, in 1989 was spotted leaking fuel on August 5th. The spill was discovered when members of the public saw the sheen and reported it to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation on August 3rd. Jade Gamble, Cook Inlet and Kodiak Unit Manager for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
On the 5th of August, we had Fish and Game do a flyover, and they observed a fairly large sheen, which appeared like it was coming from something at the bottom of the ocean. Under further research, we found that it was coming from a vessel that sank in 1989 called the St. Patrick. That vessel has been there in Women's Bay since 1989, and recently here it just started leaking from some of the rivets, rusting out. And so the Coast Guard has hired Global Diving and Paradigm Marine and Chidoe, Alaska, to provide resources to mitigate the spill. So we've been able to reduce the amount of diesel leaking out of the vessel. And we've also put boom out to collect any sheen that is coming to the surface. And right now we're looking at sonar scans to identify where the tanks are, how much fluid we might have, and how do we access those areas. So right now, we're really collecting information and trying to make good decisions so that when we go in to remove additional product from the vessel, we don't cause a catastrophic release or cause some other kind of issue.
Gamble also said,
approximately a little over 4,000 gallons of diesel and about 2,400 gallons of an oily water mix. So we've removed a total of 6,600 gallons of fluid that in the hole, we still not access the tanks, so there could be additional product in there. So right now we're in that investigation mode and doing what we can to slow that leak and minimize any effects to the environment.
Source control has not been fully achieved, and dive crews started defueling the vessel on August 16th. There have been no reports of oiled or affected wildlife as of yet. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.